I want to ask you a question about this appropriation situation that Sam alluded to. You obviously follow what's going on in D.C. with respect to the attacks on the Second Amendment, and this is an incredibly subtle attack. Talk, if you could, about the specifics of how the appropriations process is being used to inflict another, to use our analogy here again, another cut in this process to try to eliminate entirely our Second Amendment freedom.
Well, they want to fund states' programs that gobble up names of people that have been to a doctor, been to a psychiatrist, and dump them into the federal database of people who are not supposed to be buying a firearm. Now, these are people who have they're being told they can't exercise a basic constitutional liberty, and they've not even had a day in court. There was no adversarial procedure. They may have had an administrative tribunal, but that's not a court. That's not where decisions of this sort are supposed to be made. And so they are running roughshod, and it's affecting the lives so far of about 250,000 veterans. And hopefully the president has successfully stopped that particular assault. But it all sounded good. Well, you don't want to get guns in the wrong hands, do you? Well, how do you determine who the wrong hands are? Aren't we supposed to determine things of that serious in nature in a court of law? Oh, no, no, no. We've got to err on the side of safety. Well, that's the argument of a tyrant. That's the way Hitler and Lenin and the tyrants of the last century made their case that we're in an emergency. We got to do these things right away. No time for discussion. Shut up. And then all of a sudden you realize you're in the gulag. How did I get here?